Joe, before you're cleared, do you have a love for God?
Check.
Time for God?
Check.
Is your Bible open?
Check.
Do you have no distractions?
Check.
Well, Joe, we are cleared for takeoff.
Heaven, how might this be my story? Heaven, how very soon I'll be gone. Heaven, how to my mansion in glory. When you hear the trumpet sound, I'm heaven bound.
Cleared for Takeoff is a preparatory program for your faith journey. And now, here is your host, Deacon Joe Montone.
Good morning, my friends, and welcome to Holy Spirit Radio and our program, Clear for Takeoff. This is Deacon Joe Montone back with you here at 1570 AM WISP and 1420 AM WCOJ. This weekend's readings are from the 12th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Let's do our checklist. Number one, do you have time for God this morning? Check. Is your heart open wide for God? Check. Is your Bible open? Check. And are you free of distractions? Check. And if you've answered yes to these four questions, you and I are ready to engage in the Word of God. Let's go to our first reading from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 20, verses 10 to 13. And here it is. Jeremiah said, I hear the whisperings of many, terror on every side. Denounce, let us denounce him. All those who were my friends are on the watch for any misstep of mine. Perhaps he will be trapped, then we can prevail and take our vengeance on him. But the Lord is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame, to lasting, unforgettable confusion. O Lord of hosts, you who test the just, who probe mind and heart, let me witness the vengeance you take on them, for to you I have entrusted my cause. Sing to the Lord, praise the Lord, for he has rescued the life of the poor from the power of the wicked. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in the book of the prophet Jeremiah, we are given a tremendous word about the Lord who is with me, like a mighty champion. And there will be days when you and I are challenged by other people who are watching us for any misstep, any mistake, any word or action that is not exactly right. They are looking to find fault with us. So we have to be careful. And in the Lord's eyes, are you and I doing things the right way? Because that ultimately is what matters the most. But the Lord is with you and I, my friends. And so as we proceed in our daily walk, we want to keep that in mind, that he is with us and that all things are possible with God. He's with us in our goals, our dreams, as we wake up, as we go to sleep at night. He is with us as long as we are open to him. And when we are confessing with our tongues that Jesus Christ is Lord, and believing with our hearts that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, there is no limit to what the Lord can and will do for us. And the prophet Jeremiah, who has the power to provide a message to the people as a prophet, an instrument of our Lord himself, he says this, like a mighty champion, the Lord is with me. My persecutors will stumble, they will not triumph. In their failure, they will be put to utter shame. And so have confidence, my friends, that the Lord will see us through and we will finish the job. We will be finishers like the Lord himself, who carried his cross to the end and gave his life for us. We too will triumph and will not be put to shame. Instead, in their failure, our persecutors will be put to shame. So once again, we want to acknowledge that in life there will be tough times. There will be hard days and easier days. There will be people who don't have our best interest at heart, who may even have a strategy to have us fail and take us out of our positions. It could be on the job. It could be in a dream that you have and are trying to achieve, but they do not have your best interest at heart. And keep in mind that the Lord is with us in good times and in bad times, but not everyone will want us to succeed. And there are many examples of that. I know in doing our work in prison ministry, helping men to come home, that they too will be observed by their families, their friends, who know their history, who have seen them from the beginning. They know the mistakes they have made. And like the word from the prophet Jeremiah, they too will be watched along the route of inmate reentry for any misstep, any mistake. So we've got to be cognizant of that. We've got to be transparent, not hiding anything, but be truly transparent in word and action to other people, especially our families, my friends who are out there who know our histories. The only true judge in the world is our Lord Jesus Christ. In the book of Matthew, he says to stop judging, or you too will be judged with the same gauge that you use to measure other people will be measured out to you. So we want to be, you know, aware of the fact that, you know, a true friend is there in good times and in bad times. And we want to have true friends around us. We want to have a circle of influence, people who care about us, who are honest with us, 7 days a week, 168 hours a week, who are sincere with us, who care about us, who have our best interest at heart, who are respectful, practicing the golden rule in our lives, treating others as you would like to be treated. People who are accountable both in word and action and are hypocritical, but who are accountable, reliable, dependable. People we can trust. And I know in our program in prison, the WINGS program, very often we'll talk about trust. And we want to acknowledge that we measure trust one conversation at a time. What people say they're going to do, they actually do it in action. It's not the reverse. So we measure that trust one conversation at a time. And when people are doing well, we give them credit for it. We're not looking to see them fail and get happy about that. We want the best for other people. And isn't that what God wants for you and I? He says the steps of a good man is an order from the Lord. So we want to be good. We want to be good in word and action. And the book of Psalms, you know, states that the steps of a good man is in order by the Lord. So we want to try to be good men, to do it right in the eyes of the Lord, because he, once again, is the only judge. And the prophet Isaiah, once again, says, "But the Lord is within me like a mighty champion." And remember that, my friends, when you're in a tough time and you are down and out, you need to be lifted up. Remember most and foremost that the Lord Jesus Christ is within us. The Holy Spirit lives within us. We are the temples of the Holy Spirit. So we have the power of God, the power to do anything good, my friends. And the Lord will advocate through the Holy Spirit for us to do that. He is the mighty champion, the finisher, the role model for you and I as men and as human beings. We want to embrace the attributes of our Lord Jesus Christ. And when we're doing that, my friends, we cannot lose. Like the word from the prophet Isaiah says, "But the Lord is within me. He is with me like a mighty champion. My persecutors will stumble. They will not triumph." So do not lose heart, but continue, my friends, and be a finisher right to the end. Let's go to our second reading from the book of Romans. Chapter 5, verses 12 to 15, and here it is. "Brothers and sisters, through one man sinned entered the world, and through sin death, and thus death came to all men inasmuch as all sinned. For up to the time of the law, sin was in the world, though sin is not accounted when there is no law. But death reigned from Adam to Moses, even those who did not sin after the pattern of the trespass of Adam, who was the type of the one who was to come. But the gift is not like the transgression. For if by the transgression of the one the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many?" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. And in our second reading from the book of Romans, once again, St. Paul, the warrior for the Word of God, the warrior for our Lord Jesus Christ on the front lines, gives us a great message, and he makes the comparison and the differentiation between Adam to Moses and our Lord Jesus Christ. And as one man sins, death will come. How much more will our Lord Jesus Christ bring us the gracious gift of salvation, which is powerful. And the word goes on to say, again, though one man's sin entered the world, and through sin, death, and thus death came to all men inasmuch as all sinned. What does the word mean to you, the word sin? What does it mean to you and I, my friends? Do we take it seriously? Are we cognizant of the fact that we are sinning at this moment in any way? God calls us to a sin-free life, and he calls us to step up our game, to raise the standards, to be more obedient to our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven. Where do you and I stand on sin? Is it acceptable? Do we make allowances? Is it overlooked? Do we take it seriously at all? Or do we just continue in that habit pattern of sinning and then, you know, just move forward through confession? Are we overcoming the obstacle of sin? Have we won that battle against the one sin that is our greatest weakness or our most vulnerable area? Which is it, my friend? Where do you stand? Is there room for improvement? What more can we do to avoid sin and put a smile on the face of our Lord Jesus Christ? The word of God in the book of Romans says this: "For if by the transgression of the one the many died, how much more did the grace of God and the gracious gift of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow for the many?" My question to you is, what kind of a relationship do you and I have with our Lord Jesus Christ? Is it warm and fuzzy? Is it cold? Is it non-existent? Is it where you want it to be, my friends? Because God is calling us to a stronger relationship with our Lord. He is there for us. to help us to live a sin-free life. And with him, all things are possible. It says in the Gospel of Luke, with God, all things are possible, and nothing is impossible with God. So we put our faith, which is a gift, into the Lord's hands, and we ask him to guide us and direct us through the Holy Spirit, to raise ourselves up to a higher standard, a closer relationship with Jesus. And although you and I are human beings, like Adam himself, like Moses, who was the recipient of the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, like Moses, you too, me too, we both are human beings made in the likeness of God. And if there is room for improvement, if we can do better, I ask you right now to make a commitment to that today, this morning, here at Holy Spirit Radio, while we're on the air. Make a commitment to our Lord Jesus Christ to giving up the one sin that plagues you the most, that brings you back into the area of weakness time and time and time again. Is it sex, gambling, pornography? Is it money, power, prestige? What is it that keeps drawing you back? I remember on pilgrimage one week down at Mother Angelica's home at EWTN, we had a group of 23 with us for a 4-day, 3-night trip to meet Mother and to visit with her sisters and to see some of the programs in Irondale. It was a phenomenal trip, beautiful trip, great journey. And one of the gentlemen who was on the trip shared with me that he had an addiction to pornography for 25 years and that our Blessed Mother Mary helped him to overcome that. And he was a principal in a school who was plagued with this one sin that he could not get rid of. It almost cost him his marriage. But with Our Lady, our Blessed Mother Mary, the Mother of Jesus Christ, God helped him to overcome that obstacle, to overcome the one sin that almost cost him his marriage and brought him down time and time and time again. So I ask you the question once again, what is it that's plaguing you and I? Can we fight it off? Can we fend it off? Because we know that sin is rooted in Satan himself, the father of all lies. He will draw us into that thing we love the most, that thing which is our greatest weakness, maybe going on for years, decades. God calls us to a better life. And with St. Paul's message here today, if we take it to heart, if we listen and take action, become a doer of the word, and follow in the footsteps of the people who came before us, like Moses and Abraham and St. Paul, we too can overcome the sin that plagues us and brings us down time and time and time again. I challenge you today to kneel down and pray on your knees for the Holy Spirit to be enlightened within you by our Heavenly Father, that you and I will become closer in a relationship with Jesus Christ starting today like never before, that he will be real to you, that he will give you the blessings of obedience that come with a sin-free life, and that he will love you and bless you and multiply you, and he will bless the fruit of your womb, your children, in a homeland that has been reserved specifically for you. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Let's go to our gospel reading, my friends, from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 26 to 33. And here it is. Jesus said to the 12, "Fear no one. Nothing is concealed that will not be revealed, nor secret that will not be made known. What I say to you in the darkness, speak in the light. And what you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. And do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in Gehenna. Are not two sparrows sold for a small coin? Yet not one of them falls to the ground without your Father's knowledge. Even all the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father. But whoever denies me before others, I will deny before my Heavenly Father. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And in the Gospel of Matthew, we are told to fear no one. So have confidence, because God is with us. And if God is with us, then who can be against us? In the world today, we know, my friends, that there are many people who are against us. But when God is with us, and he tells us clearly to not be afraid of those who can kill the body, but can not kill the soul, rather to be afraid of the one who can destroy soul and body in Gehenna, in hell. He's referring to Satan himself. But there will be those who are not with us, those who are against the Lord, those who are opposed to the Word of God, those who are without faith and are challenging us time and time and time again. God tells us here in the Gospel of Matthew, do not be afraid of anyone. Fear no one. So we need to lift ourselves up through the Word of God and to not fear anyone. And the Word of God says this, what I say to you in darkness, speak in the light. What you hear whispered, proclaim on the housetops. Here we have confirmation, affirmation, verification that you and I are called to speak out to the housetops, my friends, to speak in the light in front of other people, to touch the hearts and minds of other people, but in a loving way, in a touching way, in a passionate way, with zeal and enthusiasm. We are called to share our faith in God. Are you doing that? Or are we embarrassed by that opportunity? Do we hold back and even saying God bless you to other people? We are called to share the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's our mission right here at Holy Spirit Radio. And we do that every day since inception in March 19th, 1999. But you and I are called once again to speak out in a great way, to share our faith and the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the Word of God tells us once again, do not be afraid of those who can kill the body. But there are those out there we know who will challenge us. God says, do not be afraid. Have confidence. And we have seen many examples of this in the area of school shootings, where some students, like in the Columbine shooting, were challenged, are you a Christian? And the answer was, yes, I am. And they were shot and killed. You and I, my friends, must not be afraid to answer that question. We must not be in fear of those who can kill the body but have no power to kill the soul. We want to acknowledge the power of Satan, who can kill the body and soul in Gehenna. And the Word in Matthew tells us that. But we know Jesus Christ is more powerful than Satan himself. The Word of God goes on to say this. God tells us, even all the hairs on your head are counted. God knows you and I. He loves you and I. He's proven that love in sending our Lord Jesus Christ into the world 2,000 years ago, his only son, who lived 33 years, who was crucified, died, and rose from the dead. But he proved his love for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ proved his love for us as he went the distance through his passion, death, and resurrection. He proved how much he loves us. And he acknowledges his Father so many times. And it's important that we acknowledge our Lord, who's the role model for identifying the Father of all mankind, who brings the Word of God to the people. And he says this, "Everyone who acknowledges me before others, I will acknowledge before my Heavenly Father." Are we acknowledging Jesus Christ before the people? Are we afraid to do it? Embarrassed by it? Do we feel awkward? What do we have to do to get comfortable with that, my friends? Because the Lord tells us, everyone who acknowledges me before others, he will acknowledge before his Heavenly Father. And for the one who denies Jesus before others, he will deny before his Heavenly Father. So we want to be clear about that, that we want to be an advocate to speak out for Jesus Christ, not in an arrogant way or a forceful way or an unloving way or pointing the finger. God calls us to be loving. The second greatest commandment is to love one another. So when we share the faith, when we speak out with passion and zeal and enthusiasm, when we share the message of the gospel, are we delivering it with the love of God? Are we bringing the peace of God into the hearts and minds of other people? Or are we offending other people by our tone of voice, pointing the finger, finding fault, being judgmental? God calls us to do it in a special way. And once again, he knows you and he knows me and how many hairs we have on our head. That's how much our Lord Jesus Christ and our Father in heaven love us. They know everything about us, right to the hairs on our head. My friends, I challenge you today to take action and to speak out in a strong and loving way to share your faith and the message of our Lord Jesus Christ. That's our show for today. My name is Deacon Joe Montone. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, thanks for joining us today here at Holy Spirit Radio and Clear for Takeoff. Have a great day, a good weekend, and God bless.
You have been listening to Cleared for Takeoff with your host, Deacon Joe Montone, a weekly preparatory program for your faith journey.